there are, of course, lots of things happening outside of the Middle East and Africa today, and there's anniversaries that need to be marked. One of them is a little bit that people may not know this, but the song "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow" turns 50 years old today. It was the first time that an all-black female group, the Shirelles, hit number one with a song. And one of the reasons that that song was remarkable is that it was very controversial at the time. It was a little bit racy. Joining us this morning is Beverly Lee, an original member of the Shirelles. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
When you were recording this song, and we're going to hear a piece of it in just a moment, did you know it was going to be controversial?
No, we had no idea.
Really?
We didn't really like the song when we heard it. We had a demo that Carole King did. She was singing on it, and it sounded like a country and western song. It was real, real twangy, and, you know, we didn't like it. But Luther Dixon, who was our producer, he had a really good ear for music, and he said, you know, you're going to record this. And when we went into the studio and we heard this lush arrangement, it was so beautiful, and, you know, all the strings and the cellos and the kettle drums, and oh, my.
Well, let's hear just a bit of it. Here is the song, "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow," written by an 18-year-old Carole King. The message of the song, although it's very lyrical, is that if I sleep with you tonight, are you still going to hang around tomorrow? You were clear on exactly what the song was about, right?
Yeah, now at this point, sure. But our music was always ahead of its time. It was telling the story way in advance of what women should look into. And Carole King had that insight, you know, showing girl power. Will you respect me? Can I believe you? Do you think I'm easy?
You must have gotten response from fans who saw it as a kind of a feminist sort of statement.
No, we had no problems with it.
So at what point did you suddenly think, oh, this song may have been controversial? Never?
Never.
It never seemed controversial to do. This is one of the songs which has raised eyebrows for a few of our listeners. Is there a song maybe that you think of if I say a controversial song? Clearly this isn't it. What do you think of when I say a song that raised controversy?
Well, people should really consider some songs because it does have a lot of input on people's lives and what they're going to think and do. But this was giving females power.
Because they were stopping before they, just to ask.
Right, so you know where the controversy came from. From a male's point of view.
There you go. It's all those commitment phobes, those guys who can't commit.
That's right. They didn't want to hear that.
Not controversial for women, but controversial for men.
That's right.
Well, it turns 50 years old today, which means the Shirelles are 50 years old today, and the music's still as fresh as ever. Beverly Lee, an original member of the group, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Hey, Beverly, I think fear of commitment is never going to die, though.
That I agree with.
Beverly Lee, an original member of the Shirelles, talking about a song she still doesn't think is controversial, except to guys. "Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow" turns 50 years old today. If you know of a controversial song you want to add to our list, give us a call at 878-MY-TAKE.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science. Neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.